Death to all who oppose me!
Sonic, we only have 24 hours left!
Darn, we're not gonna make it! Let's speed up!
No way!
Oh no, it's starting to happen!
Resistance is futile.
I finally found it. The Ableist Trigger.
Those robots are a total pain in the...
A jewel containing the ultimate power.
Shadow, you're almost out of rings!
Damn, not here.
No!
Man, he's tough!
No time to gawk, Sonic!
All right, put him up!
Detector readings are reversed. Be very careful.
Hey, the vibration's getting worse.
Hey, guy, take care.
This weather could be an omen.
Only 4 lasers? A hero's welcome.
All systems green. Energy charge complete.
There's nowhere left to run. It's time to end this, Sonic.
Some strange energy.
That was cool!
Playtime is over.
Here I go.
I am one with the Master Emerald.
Even if I'm not real,
I'm still the ultimate life form, Shadow the Hedgehog.
Now, Shadow!
Behold the ultimate power!
Chaos Control!
Chaos Control!
Chaos Control!
Chaos Control Center, only for Radio Sega.
Well, hello there, fine listeners of the Radio Sega airwaves. It is damn good to be on Radio Sega's feed for my very first time. For those of you who don't know, I am your MC for the next 2 hours, CD-ROM 1019. And baby, I was born this way. And with me today, I have my good friend and co-host,
Black Devil X, a.k.a. BDX the Bad Influence. What's going on, guys?
How's your day been?
Long. Christmas shopping. I don't know who invented the idea of going shopping last minute on Christmas, but it's a bad idea overall. Trust me.
Yeah, I feel mortified that I haven't gotten any of my Christmas shopping started.
Well, you got to get on it, man. You got a couple of days left.
Thankfully. Tell me about it. So, glad you've been having a good day. I've been sitting here listening to all these knuckleheads stream for the entire day.
I know, man. But you know what? Hopefully, we can make these next 2 hours pretty entertaining for you guys. Got a jam-packed show going on. I want to do things a little bit different. Not sure if you guys know me, but I like to argue a lot. My buddy over here, CD-ROM, can attest to that.
Oh, yes. That is 100% correct. And I can only begin to imagine how this is going to go.
Oh, this is going to be great.
All
right.
Oh, jeez.
So let's go ahead and get the show started.
I would say we're off to... I hope we're off to a better start today, considering how this whole thing started yesterday with RSN. Such terrible, terrible fan fiction. It's like, you... What was said, I can't even repeat. It was so bad. All right, so let's get things started. If you're listening to us over the airwaves and you're not in the IRC chat room, please join us, because if you're not going to join us, then you have some sort of mental deficiency that I'm not going to mock.
Come on, guys, got to get on to this.
But please join us today at IRC. Log on to Surreal Chat and join and type /joypop. Wow, that fireball's hitting me already. It's like, hey, let's take a shot before the show. No, let's not do that.
Oh no, that was a great idea. I do not regret anything. Once again, the bad influence.
/joinpoundradiosega. And in that chat room, you will find the following people joining us today: Trigon, Esper K, I Need Fruit, Casey, Ravi Sig, I think that's how it's pronounced, Rexy, Simon Shirley, Whoa 21, Drive 16 Bit, Voice 17 Chan, Spondy, Adept of Veil, Alpha Dog 1996, Atreus, Audio Sprite, Yours Truly, CTR, Fluffy Foxy, Gum, John the VG Nerd, Killer French Bread.
Ooh, shout out to Killer French, fan of the Fireball, huh? Give me both, man.
Lime, Medukuji-san, I hope that's correct. Maxi, McBynes, Mikali24RD, Music Clues, who's on his iPad. Mika, Octavia Fireball.
Fireball!
Woohoo! Saragardra, Spinnick, TCB, Trekkie, Ultimaximus, Vegeta, and then in brackets A.
Vegeta.
Zimadon. And that's who's joining.
Zimadon.
And that's who's joining us right now. So please join us in here. It's going to be a party. Which, I hope we'll make of maximum proportions. So we will take, every so often we will take requests. Keep in mind my library is kind of limited to every single OST imaginable for Sonic.
Every single one. This guy's collection is crazy, man.
Every single OST every for Sonic. Every single one. So shoot me a track request if you want to hear something. And we'll get this going.
It's got the official soundtrack to Sonic Crackers going on here.
I actually do. I don't even know what's in that damn thing.
All right.
I'm kind of afraid to listen to that.
Okay. All right. Not ready for that yet.
No, not really. Also, we will be giving away a... What did Casey give me? Say, we will be giving away a lovely Spiral Knights mug later in the show, and details on how that contest will be going down later.
Woo!
So be ready. So yeah, what's new with you?
Not much, man. Shopping. I'm not sure. Well, you guys probably wouldn't know, but recently I got engaged this year. Yeah,
absolutely. Congratulations.
AKA, all my money has already gone to the wedding and Christmas. Oh, and then of course every holiday in between, because you already know, it's getting engaged is all about her.
That's,
you know what? I'm the guy who got it in.
Pretty much how it works.
Yep.
I wouldn't know.
We gotta get you in on this, man.
Yeah.
Trust
me. I'm swallowing my sadness. Here's my drink.
I like that. We should turn this to some sort of drinking game. You know?
No.
Okay, we won't.
No. Okay, look. Look, mister, let's drink in the middle of tables, ladders, and chairs. Let's remember how that went.
It went great for the first 5 minutes. Where...
Yeah, for the first 5 minutes. Sentence stops there.
Yep, okay. Not enough alcohol in the house in order to even keep it up.
Oh, my God. In case you guys don't know how to request for the record, I've already got a few coming in, which is great. We'll get to them. Send us a request by sending me a PM in the IRC chat room. And we've already got a request for, what do we got? TCB's requesting Battle 4 from Sonic Chronicles, Cosmic Wall from SA2, and later on Aquarium Park Act 2. All right, I'll put them in a block, and we'll get to them in a little bit. Might as well start with some recent news to, kind of go over.
Yep.
Because everyone's really, really excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everyone's always excited about this. You don't really need to reveal anything for news to get excitement about this, but,
exactly.
Smash! Smash Bros!
Woo! Smash, my favorite fighter.
Cloud has officially joined to battle.
OP. Already OP. Already OP.
Say what you will. I think he's awesome.
He's definitely awesome, but you know what? You know, I'm looking forward to Bayonetta.
Oh my God. I am so happy Bayonetta was in there. I wasn't sure if she was gonna win the ballot.
I knew for certain that some people were going to request her on the ballot. Like, right. I was probably one of those. But everyone that I would talk to would always say that she wouldn't fit in the game. There's no way they could put her moveset. Yeah, what a little bull that turned out to be.
You know, I'm really glad that they try to keep the spirit of Bayonetta, you know, the shots after the combos and just her combo-based structure. I would say maybe it's a little too early for I would have liked to see the sword come into a little bit of a play here, you know. I'm more of a hack and slash guy, not so much of a shooter, but
yeah,
you know
it's a
what?
Little rough, though. Doesn't she have, like, multiple swords?
Oh, she does. But you know what? You know, I guess because keeping into the gun game, there's enough sword characters already in Smash, so you know what?
INB4 Fire Emblem characters. Yeah, I mean, yep. but like, to be fair, like, if the let's be honest, if the developers gave her pillow talk that entire game, she would be the most OP character on that roster.
This is true. You know, it is a giant lightsaber.
Oh my god, it's ridiculous. And it only gets larger.
Especially the Wicked Weaves to a smash attacks. I'm not sure if you guys have seen the trailer. But you know what? That down smash off the edge, woof, I'll be edge guarding you all day, buddy.
Yeah, I'm already mortified for that. I only hope I can master that before you do, or else I am totally SOL.
I know. But you know what? We got a couple months. Was it February?
February 2016 is the last two fighters to come on the roster.
Look at that. All right, so I'm getting real, real excited, real close. You know, all right, so let's keep it moving here. So, who's your favorite Smash character? Let's go from there. You know,
oh, God.
We have a whole different list. As you know, CD-ROM, I best you with my box and my Zelda. Surprisingly,
that's
I don't want to hear the hate. I know Zelda's a pretty slow character.
No, that's not it. That's 58 whole characters you're asking me to choose.
58.
Oh, damn, man. Shoot, I don't even know if I have an answer for that. Like, I was before Smash 4 got released, mm-hmm. I was ecstatic to find out that Little Mac was added to the roster.
Little Mac.
So I was like, I wanted him to be my main like, all day and all freaking night.
Yeah, but you know, of course, with the assortment, the new lineups of characters in the nature, kind of the old ones, I feel, are getting pushed out the spot now. You know, new primaries, new characters to play as, new characters to master. But at the end of the day, I have to go back to my original, Fox.
Yeah.
Fox.
Is it just me, or did they make his comboing, like, far more obnoxious in this Smash Bros.?
They made it worse, man. I used to air down A to a down smash attack on the ground. They nerfed that. So no more easy KOs for you.
Yep. Still feels far too easy to be KO'd by a Fox player.
I know.
I will tell you this right now. I can still fight Fox, thankfully. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand NES players.
NES players.
I cannot stand them.
PK Fire.
I cannot read them at all. They're like the armpit of the freaking Smash Brothers society. They're the worst. I can't take it.
Oh.
They're too technical. They know how to counter everything.
This is true. Next to the Meta Knight players.
Okay, well, Meta Knight was nerfed. Well, not necessarily
glad,
nerfed.
Gladly
he was,
nerfed.
He was quote unquote fixed.
Fixed
in Smash Brothers 4.
I'm so glad he was fixed.
He was neutered. He was all sad.
Good. It's about time. Because you know why? Too many of combo just being launched up screen from that jumping up A.
Over. That's absolutely true.
Oh my.
If I had to pick a favorite, I still kind of want to stay true to Ike. I still understand Ike, I think, the best.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you fight for your friends?
I also do crack and heroin.
Hey!
No, I don't do that. Do I fight for... I mean, I'd be a pretty crappy friend if I didn't. Do you?
Do I fight for my friends? Of course not. I beat generally all my friends, so... Sorry.
You fight against your friends.
I fight against my friends.
Yeah,
I'm the bad influence. That's what I told you.
And just like that, I hate you.
Take a number.
All right. Now serving 69,853.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. This is pretty sad, though. Like, after these two fighters, we don't know for certain if this is going to be the last Smash Brothers game.
Let me ask you something. This brings up a valid point. Is enough enough? Do you think that's it? Should Smash just end right here and stop making future Smash titles?
See, from a consumer standpoint, I'm pretty satisfied with this. I'm very happy with how it came out. Would I like more? Yeah, absolutely. Everyone wants more.
But how do you go up from this?
I don't know.
Where else do you go?
That's part of the problem. Especially, see, like, if you were a Nintendo exec, it would be asinine not to make another Smash Brothers for the NX. Mm-hmm. But like when you're dealing with Sakurai, who's put in an amazing amount of work for this, like he's gotten a ton of sleepless nights working on this game, and we all thank him for it. But
right.
Like when you're I don't blame him if he doesn't want to do it anymore. But it's sad.
Yes, but you know what? Here is the perfect opportunity where you have a chance to hang it up on a high note. I mean, you have all these different characters in there. It's proven that you can already add the DLC, so why not just make it future DLC?
Okay, I got a question for you then.
Sure.
Do you really think it's ending on a high note? I don't think you were particularly paying attention when I was watching Game Theory. You remember the Smash Brothers Game Theory?
I don't particularly know.
Okay. I have to talk to you about this because I need to get your input on it. The Smash Brothers Game Theory said that, believe it or not, between all four games, there is a story.
There's a story?
Yes. Now, it's not what you might think it is. It's really interesting. So if you look at the start of it,
okay.
The start of the first Smash Brothers, you see Master Hand, he's pulling out the toys, dropping them on a desk in what looks like a small room. So it would stand to reason that the reason the Master Hand was the boss is that this whole game was just a child scenario. He had, like, what was it, 10 plush toys, and,
yep.
And he was just playing with them all.
Okay.
And, you know, making dream fights that nobody else would allow. So he was entertaining himself. When Melee came along, it stood to reason that this child matured for a little bit. He had a new game room in his yep. In his basement, and it was all organized and everything, and he had a trophy hoard. He kind of transcended his toys and made trophies, and he got collectibles, and he'd sometimes make his trophies fight each other.
Okay.
And so from there, it goes even further with Brawl, and you know the final boss in Smash 4 is Master Core, right?
Yeah,
so the Master Core can actually be seen in Final Destination in Brawl at the bottom of the stage.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Okay.
So then the fourth is saying that now at this point, and this doesn't have anything to do with Subspace Emissary for Brawl, but by the time 4 comes out, it starts to explain something to the sense that he's working so hard and he's getting tired, he's hitting burnout.
Huh.
So in Melee, you remember that Crazy Hand was introduced.
Yep.
So there were two hands. There was one that liked to create and one that wanted to destroy. It was later kind of thought that come Brawl, Crazy Hand was thought to be the other side of Sakurai that wanted to burn everything that he created to the ground. And then... Okay, somebody's calling me like crazy.
The thirst.
And the thirst.
The thirst
the
is
thirst
real.
The thirst is real. And then come Smash 4.
Mm-hmm.
This only happens if you play it on a certain difficulty, but you damage Master Hand enough,
okay.
And Master Core comes to existence. He kind of breaks out of his shell, like he's finally raging against the system.
Okay.
And then you beat Master Core, and then it just lays there, waiting for you to kill it. Like, it's sad, really, when you think about it. It's like, it just sits there saying, kill me, I give up, I don't want to do this anymore.
Just burnt out, huh?
Right, that's what everybody sees. It's so weird to look at the entire game series that way, but everyone, if you were to look at that, it's pretty hard to deny that it's as if he was saying the whole time, I don't want to do this anymore, and this is my story of making something that went so popular, and now I can't take it anymore.
Makes sense. So essentially, the Smash series is the development of Sakurai's regrets of creating something so popular.
I don't know why anyone would have to regret making something that big. It's sad that that has to happen.
Well, you know, just from personal experience, I know that if you really think about it, there's a lot of people who do things out of fun. You know,
yeah.
Maybe animate or draw a picture. And said animation or picture blows up to huge proportions. And then all of a sudden, you know, the demand for trying to make
people
happy.
Why does this sound familiar?
I do not know what you're talking about. all I'm saying is the demand of it becomes a little bit more increasing. And sooner or later, you start to see yourself not doing it for the enjoyment of which you started, but more so for everyone else. Which there's no problem doing it for the fans. Problem is, though, you tend to lose the original focus on why you created the project to begin with. Which does have effects on the future things that you put out.
I have a name for this.
What's
this
that called?
This is called the Alvin Earthworm Effect.
Woo, the Alvin Earthworm Effect.
This is the same stuff that he went through when he put down SMBZ the first time. And I am so happy that he's bringing it back, by the way.
Okay.
I'm ecstatic, and I can't wait to see what he puts out. You know that mother trucker's got like $3,000 per episode
the
coming in.
I'm just kidding.
He's got $3,000 an episode coming his way. Do you know that?
You see, that right there to me, no offense to Alvin Artform, is ridiculous. It's good to get paid on your work. However, when do you start doing it for the passion again?
Is he doing it
for the passion?
He is.
Because $3,000 per episode is quite a bit.
It is. And honestly, I'm really happy for him. If he puts his nose to the grind, mm-hmm. and he just keeps doing this, he can make a decent amount of money on this.
I would really hope so.
And that'd be great, because the money would basically support him while he does something that he loves to do. There's no better way to do it.
So I really wish for the future that when he develops these episodes, 3,000 an episode, that he's really putting in the time to actually make the content of high quality, and not just get the feel that you're just pumping out episodes because you know you're getting $3,000 for it.
That's exactly why he stopped the first time.
Okay.
There was a multiple reasons why I stopped the first time. One of it was that Flash was just too limited at the time.
Okay.
But now that Swivel's around.
Swizzard.
Swivel.
Swivel.
Swizzard.
Swivel.
Word. Say it with me now. Swivel.
Swizzle.
Okay, never mind. Swivel is here. And it reignited the spark. It was so amazing to see, because it'll take a Flash and it'll put it to 1080p for YouTube. It's amazing.
Okay.
So I'm really happy for him. He seems really happy. So I'm hoping it comes out really good. I hope he's happy with it. I'll be happy with it one way or another. I hope he's happy with it.
Okay. All right. So let's go back to Smash. So essentially, the Smash series is Sakurai's regret overall, and this will probably be his last one. That's just my opinion. You know, I know some people have mixed feelings about Smash 4. I get it. Coming from Brawl, it was a major thing, especially with some of the nerfs that Smash 4 introduced. But you know what? Like I said, with the lineup, with the fact that there's DLC, if anything, where do you go from here? I'd say that the Smash series has hit its top. It's time to throw in the towel.
Would you ever say the same thing about Super Mario?
Super Mario, let me tell you something. As much as I love Mario, Mario has a tendency to go on its past success. How many times have we all seen the first level of Super Mario Brothers rehashed in every single game? Yes, but and I get it. You know what? You want to go back and play the whole, you know, retrospect of, hey, this is the first game. You know, that's fine and dandy. But you know what? At what point does it become too old? Which is why, speaking of Mario games, my favorite is Paper Mario.
Which one?
Ooh, Thousand Year Door, without a doubt.
See, you can say that because everyone hated Super Paper Mario, and you've never played Sticker Star. But of course, I would say the same thing because I don't get Sticker Star. I have it. I've only gotten two worlds in. I just can't finish it. Okay. I can't do it. It's okay. Just like, I don't understand why they did this to the formula. It's just too hard to grasp.
Yeah, but you know what? I have to say, the other day, you guys won't know this, but the other day, CD-ROM here tried to get me into Super Mario RPG. Now, I have to say this. I started out on Paper Mario 64 and then went to Thousand Year Door. So to go back to Super Mario RPG, it's just not for me. I can't do it. I cannot do it. I know, maybe there's some sort of ongoing storyline or something, but I just cannot seem to go back to Super Mario RPG. I can't do it.
Oh, great. So you'll never try... So you'll never... Look, please, I'm begging you, if you don't want to play Super Mario RPG, you don't know what you're missing. I'll tell you that right now, not that you'll care. But please, please play through Superstar Saga. At the very least, introduce yourself to Mario and Luigi. Because if you thought that Paper Mario was great, the Mario and Luigi RPG series, like, totally sets the bar. I can't even exaggerate that enough.
Now I do want to point out something that Ultra Maximus just said just now.
Oh, yeah.
About Super Paper Mario is enjoyable if you don't try to compare it to the other Paper Mario games. I wholeheartedly agree. I have no problem with series trying to think outside the box, you know, do something else that kind of influences. I have absolutely no problem with it. You know, they can even take the same formula and try to improve upon it to make a better game. Super Paper Mario, of course, was a step away from the Paper Mario series.
It only took me like 5 minutes, and I'm like, what did they do to Paper Mario? I'm like, where's the battles? Where's the RPG?
This is true. You know, this is true. But you know what? Same thing can be said about many other series. Final Fantasy, for that matter. How many times have they changed the formula of that game? I have to say, you know, from going, yep, I know you've never played it, but to me, my absolute favorite Final Fantasy game, hands down, will always be Final Fantasy X. Hands down, always be favorite. And then to then play,
but not seven.
No,
go tell us why.
Oh my god!
Why don't you love the greatest game in existence? Hashtag #7 #7 I'm being totally facetious.
Seven is by far not the greatest Final Fantasy game of all time.
Oh, sorry. Do tell us why.
I'm sorry. I think to me it was the most overhyped one because it was the first one that was really, you know, 3D on a PlayStation. It started on the PlayStation. It was 3D, you know, huge game, all that good stuff. But you know what? By far, 7. Sorry. Up for 8. Final Fantasy 8. Mm-hmm. 10 is my favorite.
But not 10-2. Let's get that straight.
10-2? No, God no. God no.
Everyone says the same 10-2. Thing. 10 was great. 10-2 was...
No. 10, I have 10-2. I beat 10-2. I only beat it because I had to.
What was it that made that, started, what was it that, made that so bad? It was a dress system?
That dress sphere. The dress spheres.
Oh boy. Why would anyone do that? Mm-mm. Doesn't make any sense.
No, nope, sorry. Like I said, but that's them. That's them trying to go away from the formula.
Hey, I think you've just been challenged. Oh, Esper K says Final Fantasy V was the best. Fight me.
Fight you. Ooh. Oh, I'm about to really piss you off considering the fact that I started at Final Fantasy X. Oh shit! Yes, I started at Final Fantasy X, then went down to 7, then went to 13. Fight me.
You don't want to take part in this.
I'm kidding.
Trust me.
I'm sure
it's not worth it.
I have no problem going back and playing other games and old games. However, being completely honest, I started with 10. I went down to 7. I can see the differences, but 10. All right. So let's go. Let's move on. Let's move on to the next one.
All right.
So,
actually, we've been going on for a little bit. I think it's time we get to some of these requests. I don't want these to build up, so let's get these over with now because I know we want to talk about a lot more stuff. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we have a full show ahead of you guys. And you know, we're reading the comments too, so you know, if you have any questions or anything that you want us to ask or address, you know, don't hesitate. You know, we're very open to this.
Absolutely.
Like I said, BDX the bad influence. I'm always going to disagree with something or agree with you, but you know, I'll always be honest with you.
Uh huh. Yeah. All right. Let's see. He's requested. Battle 4 from Sonic Chronicles, the Dark Brotherhood. Okay, let's see. I need to remember what year that came out. I know I was still in college when that happened.
2009, buddy.
There it is. Battle 4. Yes, I do have it. Okay. Let's see. All right, we got a few tracks coming up. Give me a sec. Sam has a lot of weird quirks. It's been fighting me all freaking day. All right, so I'm going to start this track and... All right, here we go. We got more tracks after this one. I'll announce what they are after they're played. Stick around. Chaos Control Center ain't going any... I forgot
anywhere?
Something. Yeah, I forgot something. Oh, here we go. Okay. all right, I'll say it again. We ain't going anywhere. We got plenty more show to come by. So stick around. And here comes Battle 4. Enjoy.
Hey now, even the chaotic need a break sometimes. Chaos Control Center will be right back, and it's only on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
Forget the hard times. You're listening. Forget the hard times. You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2015.
Okay then, break's over. The chaos begins anew once again on Chaos Control Center. Only on Radio Sega.
And we're back!
That blunder was brought to you by...
Oh,
CD
shut the hell up! Look, I haven't done this in a year, okay?
That's cool. That's cool. It's all right. It's
all
right.
So we've all learned from this the importance of proper tagging.
Uh-huh. It is. Name your files.
My bad.
All right.
You're never going to let me live that one down. I just know it.
Sure won't, buddy. Sure won't.
We're back! Hey!
What's going on? Anyone all have right. the urge to bust out a Dreamcast and play Sonic Adventure 2?
Yeah.
A Dreamcast, not a GameCube.
Let's go through that.
Or Steam. Or a collection. Or the Wii.
Do you mind?
No.
through that whole bit, we had... After Battle 4 from Sonic Chronicles, we had Aquarium Park Act 2 from Sonic Colors, boss music from Sonic Spinball, the credits from Sonic Jam, White Jungle, Sonic Adventure 2.
Shadow won't let me outside.
You know, I am 100% positive that isn't the real lyrics.
No. That's what I heard.
I'm just letting you know that.
Okay.
And then we had Cosmic Wall. And Live and Learn. And then we mixed up one of the sweepers. My fault.
Oh, yes.
And now we're back.
Okay. So, continuing on the Final Fantasy topic, we're going to have a game that's completely sort of almost maybe a little bit related. Who knows?
And by that, we mean not related to Final Fantasy at all.
No!
Except for maybe 5%.
5% and, you know, the characters and all that good stuff that they like to put in random spots. Kingdom Hearts. How many of you guys are hyped for Kingdom Hearts 3 or 2.8 or anything else that has to do with Kingdom Hearts? I know I can't be the only one who's hyped about this.
Dude, I can't wait for 2.8. I fell in love with Dream Drop Distance. Like, you don't have a 3DS, so you just don't understand how good it is.
Nope.
That's why there's YouTube. You will, though. You will understand one day.
Okay.
I can't freaking wait for 2.8, and 3 is going to kill it. I'm just totally pissed off that they won't port 1.5 and 2.5 to the PS4.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
See, usually it didn't matter to me, but now it matters because I have a PS4. Of course, I only got it so I could play Sword Art and J-Stars, but...
Yeah, my whole thing is this. If you're going to have Kingdom Hearts 3 on the Xbox One, why not make an Xbox One port of 1.5
and 2.5? Everything else? Yeah, exactly!
I'm just saying, you know, it's... They can do it.
So, yeah, they released the new trailer today. That was pretty sick.
I know. But you know what? They keep rehashing some of the same footage from, what was it, the E3 trailer?
Not all of it, though.
Yeah, but you know what, still, though? I want to see actual gameplay. Because, you know what? As much as I love Kingdom Hearts, with all the different 5 types of games for Game Boy Advance, DS, PSP, whatever, I don't want to see them hit a wall either. Throw a Sonic character in there or something. It's not happening.
All right, look. Do you want me to rehash the last time Sonic wielded a blade?
Oh, yeah. That didn't work out so well.
I mean, to each their own. I like Sonic and the Black Knight, but...
Yeah, once again, another gimmick thing.
It stinks about that, too, because I actually met Tommy Tallarico, and he did some of the music for that game.
Okay.
And he said, you know, yeah, it was a fun time creating it. It's too bad the game didn't go out so well. I mean, you know, you give Sonic a sword, and it's not going to go very well. I'm like, I was okay with it. I didn't mind it.
Still.
I mean, if they developed it after Wii Motion Plus came out, maybe it would have been a little better, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I just... No. No. It's one of those gimmicky things.
Will you please explain something to me?
Sure.
Why... You and everybody else, where is all the hate coming from for Sonic and the Secret Rings?
I don't like pressing forward to run, even though you have to press right to
run
all the time.
You don't press forward to run. He runs on a rail.
Yes. You know, I don't like rail shooters, rail anything. The fact... I like control. I like to be able to... If need be, run Sonic off a cliff at my own leisure, not because I missed a jump. That's on a rail.
I see. You're one of those.
Yeah, no. Sorry. Can't do it. Can't do it, buddy.
Like, if I can't kill my favorite character in a video game, then I don't want to play it.
Yeah, no. Ooh, Ultimate Maximus had a point. You can't walk backwards in Sonic and the Secret Rings without immense difficulty. Exactly.
Well, I mean, you got to find the right area and you can backstep, but yeah, I guess I get it.
Yeah, no, no.
TC, Chaos Blue's got a point. Do you hate House of the Dead?
So, I know, it's a rail shooter. I get it. No, because it's a rail shooter. That's exactly what it is. Sonic, to me, did not start out on a rail. So, I don't hate House of the Dead. And plus, I grew up playing Area 51. Are you kidding me?
You just started this whole thing by saying you hate rail shooters.
I hate rail, like, space shooters
you're,
and
you're
shit.
You're naming all the classic rail shooters.
I'm talking about, like, rail space shooters and stuff like that. Which technically would be, I guess, pretty much every space shooter.
Racist!
Oh, man. So, yes. Speaking of Sonic games, let's move to our next category.
Yeah, real smooth there. Thanks a bunch.
No problem.
Ever told you you're a barrel of freaking wisdom?
I am. So, favorite Sonic game, CD-ROM. Your favorite.
Absolute favorite.
Mm-hmm. Your absolute
favorite. Kind of a toss-up.
Community, feel free to get involved in this too. Some of yours.
As of right now, it is between Sonic Adventure 2 and Sonic Colors.
Sonic Colors. Okay. That's your favorite?
Oh, and, well, no, I don't want to put Sonic Generations in there. I would love to put Sonic Generations in there, but it was too short.
One half of Sonic Generations.
What do you mean one half?
The Werehog missions. I'm sorry. That's Sonic
Unleashed, genius.
I'm sorry. Same concept. Just without the gimmick.
Forgive him. The alcohol's kicking in.
It is kicking in. Did a couple of shots of Fireball in between the break.
No, we didn't.
Shut up. They don't know that. No, but you're absolutely right. You know, Sonic Generations is good. You're right. It is way too short. They could have had some sort of DLC, but you know, what's that?
They totally dropped the ball.
They really did.
That's the part I don't understand.
I really did. It could have been something
by
amazing.
By itself, it was great. Mm-hmm. The first night, I beat it in 5 hours. Okay, whatever. It was the greatest 5 hours of my entire life.
Yep.
I'll give you that. But like, when you have a game that big, where's this end support for it?
This is true. I was expecting a lot more DLC.
Hey, here's a pinball machine. What? I mean, thanks, but...
Yeah, but you know what? That goes back to, like you said before, they really dropped the ball on it. Sonic Unleashed had a ton of DLC. I'm not sure if you guys have any of the Xbox 360 version or the PlayStation 3 version of Sonic Generations, but the DLC for that game, it was fantastic. Amazing. I was expecting that DLC for Generations. Man, I would love to have played, like...
I have a theory.
Death Egg or something.
I have a theory about this, and I stick to it. The problem with Sonic Generations was it was an idea that came out 5 years too early.
TCP has a great point.
Yeah?
Sonic 06 had more DLC than Generations.
Oh, that hurts.
That's brutal. That's brutal.
Oh, that hurts my feelings.
How about this? I bought all the DLC for Sonic 06.
Oh,
yeah.
You instigated.
No, I know, man. I know.
Oh! I can't stand to be next to you right now.
Look, at that time, you know, I was very hyped. I was hyped on all the E3 trailers and all that stuff that was promoting Sonic 06. But you know what? It just never came to pass. I don't know what happened with it. I can just say it was an incomplete game. Sorry.
How do you make something that bad and release it?
And then release it multiple times as DLC.
Oh, no. No. That's... What I don't understand, how bad does Q&A have to be to not understand that you're about to release a game that has loading screens for loading screens?
Oof, those missions. That one mission, Sonic Man.
Oh my god.
God, yeah. That made me just like facepalm moment.
I'm going to puke. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Facepalm, sorry. Anyways.
You know what really grinds? Let's continue this. You know what really grinds my gears?
What's that?
Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom. Oh my god. Oh my god. Ratchet and Clank? I mean Sonic. Sonic Boom.
What?
Sonic Boom. Ratchet and Clank? That new one, Nuts for Bolts or whatever.
I never played Ratchet and Clank. I wouldn't know.
No? Man, we're going to have to go downstairs and play some PS3 after this.
But still, all right.
No, just... I'm sorry.
I don't know if the rumors are real, but allegedly Sonic Boom only had one Q&A tester, and that's exactly why it came out so bad.
Yeah, but you know what?
Not the cartoon. The cartoon was fine, but...
But that one QA tester could not take a look at that game and realize, hey, this is a huge failure. You guys shouldn't release this game at all. No, apparently this one QA guy could not.
Yeah, you want to know what's sad? I still haven't subjected myself to actually playing them all the way through.
Yeah.
That's going to be a chore. Hmm. Like, I know that Shattered Crystal came out a lot better than Rise of Lyric did. And I'm sure Rise of Lyric has a fantastic story, but I don't know. When something's so broken like that, it just doesn't work. Hmm. I don't know. Like, especially when you know that the game is so broken that it can be beaten in less than an hour.
Is that the one with the that was some sort of super jump?
That was
glitch?
Yeah. That was the I was showing you the summer GDQ run of that.
Oh yeah.
It's like that is the weirdest glitch I've ever seen. You have to pause to do a super jump.
So you're telling me that's your favorite game?
Hell no.
That's your favorite Sonic game?
No.
Is that your least favorite?
Between
Sonic 06 and this,
I would say Sonic 06 is probably worse.
Mm.
I don't know
what's,
how.
What's the basis, buddy? What's the basis on that? Is it because of the fact that Sonic 06 was just so glitchy?
Touche.
Remember, Sonic Boom was a complete game.
Sonic 06 was a complete game, too.
I feel as though Sonic 06 was not a complete game.
How so?
Well, think about it. I mean, there's a lot of different things that they could have completed. For one, I'm not sure if you guys have seen the famous Sonic Takes a Walk video.
I remember the day I subjected you to that video.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was hilarious. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Here, why don't you explain it to them while I sing the melody?
So, for those who have not seen this video, Sonic is on is literally walking up an incline. Literally walking up an incline. A complete vertical just lift. It jumps over a speed trap. Please YouTube this, and then just keep walking up said incline with no physics whatsoever. I mean, wow. I can't explain it. You have to see it. And that right there is Sonic 06. That and that weird ass kiss.
I don't understand how you can walk up a loop. And yeah. Even worse still, you can just stand on top of it.
Exactly. And so that between that and the whole, you know, kiss thing, apparently Elisa's kisses make Sonic go super. That and brings him back to life.
Can I tell you something extremely screwed up?
The Chaos Emeralds have Dragon Ball effects.
Can I tell you something really messed up? I was debating whether I've ever tell you I watched this before. There was some guy on YouTube that did this whole stupid thing with all the Sonic characters in Gmod.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one of the episodes where there was like this giant threat coming out, and everyone's like, oh, Sonic needs to go super, but nobody has the Chaos Emeralds. And he goes, oh, I got an idea. Rouge. Yeah, what? And Rouge has got like this deep smoker's voice for whatever reason. Rouge is like, hey, let me touch your boobs, Rouge. He goes, why? Well, because I'm a complete jerk, so maybe by fondling you, I can harness the power of the seven Chaos Emeralds and go supersonic. That makes no sense. Okay, let's do it. Great, let me just go for the reach around here. He's like, this will make one hell of a thumbnail picture for YouTube. I'm like, what the hell am I watching? This makes no sense.
Oh, those two words that I would never really imagine in a sentence. Sonic and reach around. All right, but so top game to you is
Sonic, probably Sonic Colors.
Sonic Colors, least favorite Sonic.
The only reason I'm not saying SA2 is because when you look back on it in retrospect,
mm-hmm.
There was too many problems with it that we just didn't care about when it came out initially.
Yep.
The biggest to me of which was the American sound editing.
Okay.
The dubbing was fine in a sense that the voice actors were all fantastic.
Yep.
But because I must assume that there was some sort of break in translation from Japan to USA, because they couldn't overdub the all the Japanese lines so that they would match anything that the characters would say.
For what?
So as a result, okay, for what? Mm. Allow me to reenact a scene, wait, if you will.
Is it what I think it is?
It pretty much is. So fill in the blanks.
Okay.
I found you, Faker.
I should know this.
Yes, you should.
I really should know this.
I'm disappointed in you.
What?
All right, let me. I'll do it. All right, go ahead.
I found you, Faker.
Faker? I think you're the fake hedgehog around here. You're comparing yourself to me? Ha!
I'll make you with those words!
essentially.
I see. I see. Okay, so the time is a little off. I get it.
Because, like,
a little.
When you play, unless you rip the game, you don't actually hear the rest of his line. He actually said, "You're not even good enough to be my fake." He'll say, "You're not even good enough to." I'll make you eat those words.
You're not even good enough to eat these words. Oh.
Hey, don't you want to hear the rest of my?
No.
I think I showed that faker
so,
my point.
So how about this? So we have your best and we have your worst. So how about this? The most underpromoted, a Sonic game that you feel is so good but just doesn't get enough, you know, kudos.
Oh.
Something that really you just really like and you wish more people would appreciate.
I don't know how to answer that one. Mm. Hang on, let me look at my list of the games here. You know,
Sonic 3D Blast.
No, not 3D Blast. I want to say R so badly, but now that we're all grown up, we realize that R can be beaten in 30 minutes.
Yeah, come on. We know we speed ran that the other day.
Yeah, we did. We can't say R.
Okay.
All right. Sonic Rush. Definitely Sonic Rush.
Sonic Rush. I'll give it to you. Sonic Rush is really good.
Best OST.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Best OST.
Debatable.
Best mobile OST.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you that. All right. So, I'll tell you what. My top favorite Sonic games, you already know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go with the classic. Sonic 3 and Knuckles. I know it's two separate games, but lock on technology, damn it. DLC. The original DLC. Lock on technology. Sonic 3 and Knuckles, I'm sorry. That was genius. Favorite. Will always take the cake. Absolutely love it. Great story. Great everything. Great soundtrack. Great physics. Great gameplay. For those who like to have fun, you know, I bust out the debug code a couple of times.
Oh my god.
Showed you.
You were in for a night of entertainment just watching somebody break the game.
Oh, all that good stuff. Favorite. Absolute favorite.
You know what? Now that I think about it, Sonic Fighters could have been a little better too. Sonic Fighters was okay. It was interesting. I know what you're gonna say. You hate it because of the sound effects.
But. It's very Tekken. Why does there need to be rings coming out on every hit?
It's Sonic, bro.
Every single hit that there's rings. You know how annoying that gets? While you hear is the ring sound effect just. For lack of a better word, murdering your ears.
I'm numb to it, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah, you're numb to it. When you hear it enough times, just.
I absolutely know that you're not numb to freaking Sonic. I lost my train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh crap! Where was I going with that?
What? Where are you going with it?
I don't know. You're not numb to the music from Sonic Spinball.
Oh my god. Horrible.
I mean, no, the level
horrible soundtrack. All right,
look, the level music I have no problem with. God. Toxic Cave. I love Toxic Caves.
God.
But
music for Toxic Cave was really good.
Have you ever swapped the Toxic Caves, the music in, have you ever swapped any music in Sonic Generations, cuz you know you can do that?
Mm-hmm.
I swapped Crisis City Classic with Toxic Caves, and I'm like, oh my god, this is awesome. I'm like, I don't know what it is about this, but it's like, this is fun.
That makes sense. Or swap Toxic Caves with Chemical Plant, or vice versa.
Oh, that Chaos works, Blue so. Just mentioned something I forgot about.
What's that?
Sonic Shuffle.
Oh, okay. So, when I played Sonic Shuffle originally, because this is before I ever played any Mario Party.
I got a Dreamcast like a year ago just so I could play Sonic Shuffle.
I loved Sonic Shuffle. I thought the mini games were cool. They were very fun, but going back to Sonic Shuffle, It's rough playing Mario Party. I can see why people hated it, because it is a Mario Party rip.
Well, I mean, it was meant to be a contender, obviously. But
for the person who's never played Mario Party and started with Sonic Shuffle, I guess you could say I started on a bottom note. I started on the lowest of the low.
That bad?
I mean, yeah, man.
It's, I mean, I didn't understand it the first time I played it because it was my first time playing it.
I know, but still, just Sonic Shuffle just doesn't compare. But I enjoyed it for what it was. I really did, even though Super Sonic was very broken in that game. Very broken.
All right, fair enough.
All right, so we have favorite, least favorite. Least favorite Sonic game.
Oh, I'm interested in knowing this.
Hmm.
All right, let me make this a little more interesting.
Okay.
So, least favorite Sonic game in the entire franchise, excluding Sonic 06, excluding Rise of Lyric,
okay,
and excluding maybe Sonic Spinball. I don't know, because I know you never really played it.
Tails Sky Patrol, does that count?
No, no. Oh, come on. Let's not go there. You're not playing fair. Come
why
on.
Not? Why? All right. So it has to be a Sonic game?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a good one. My least favorite.
Excluding 06 and Sonic Boom.
Does GameCube titles count?
Yeah, okay, sure.
I got a good one.
Pick the most obscure one. I just know.
No, how about this? So, anyone? Sonic Schoolhouse.
Okay, no, that doesn't count either.
Well, why does that not count?
No,
why
come does on. That
not, come on. Sonic Schoolhouse, come on.
No, that's not even fair, man. That's not even a Sonic game.
Why not? Are you kidding me? Come on, it is a Sonic game.
No, it's not. It's not. It's a furry game that just happened to have Sonic in it.
Look, I learned math because of Sonic, okay?
Okay, look, you want to know what that is? That's a whole lot of not my problem, and I feel bad for your childhood, but that doesn't count. That is just not
my
fair.
My children will grow up on Sonic Schoolhouse as far as...
Oh my God, I feel bad for your children. I pity your future children. Okay.
That's the word. You does that not count?
No, please, no. Don't make
that
count.
Game is horrible. Come on now.
Yeah, I give it to you that that's this. Horrible, but that can't count.
Okay.
Okay. No.
Okay. Okay.
That wasn't even that wasn't even a Sega game. That was what was it? That was Exclaim.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was Exclaim. The guys that had the rights to port the games to PCs.
Okay.
That was no. That definitely doesn't count.
Fine. So least favorite. Okay, least favorite.
Yeah, put another talk bed on. I don't know what this one sounds like.
Then it has to be Sonic 3D Blast.
Okay, that's fair. Why?
Just the over the top, and this is really hard for me because just the top down 3D Sonic Labyrinth sort of thing. You know, okay, I get what they're trying to go with, but no. The soundtrack to that game was so amazing. The Sonic 3D Blast, Diamond Dust.
Esper K says Saturn or Genesis, which version?
Ooh.
Because that's weird. They're technically the same thing. The Genesis just had OMG easy bonus levels.
Yeah. The Genesis version. The Genesis.
So you would stand to reason that the Saturn version is better in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only because the special stages were ridiculously easy.
Fair enough.
Version.
Okay.
And I think it came after Sonic and Knuckles. I believe Sonic 3D Blast. So even if it did, just to follow with that to me was probably the start of Sonic going downhill. You know?
3D Blast was?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he had good titles after that. Like, I mean, the majority of the fan base would argue that Shadow the Hedgehog was where it started going wrong.
You see, I kind of like Shadow the Hedgehog.
I did too! That I don't understand.
It wasn't that bad. Just get rid of the guns and stuff like that. Fix the physics.
The spin dash didn't really make
sense.
The
spin dash, just the physics were horrible. But it wasn't that bad. So TCP is saying something about Lost World 3DS, biggest waste of money I spent on a Sonic game in a long time. So I've never played that.
No, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about this, because I know you've probably played.
I haven't finished them. I kind of need to. What do you need to know about them?
So what is TCP saying? Why is it the biggest waste of money?
Honestly, I don't know because I've had enough fun with it on the 3DS too.
Okay.
But I will say that the majority of the things that people have a problem with it,
yep.
It doesn't feel right. I think I have a decent idea why. Okay. He doesn't like it particularly because he's not a fan of the level design, and that's kind of what I was getting at.
Okay.
I don't want to be too obvious and say it's too Super Mario Galaxy gimmicky.
Okay.
But because they were kind of trying to bring back, like...
Wait, Super Mario Galaxy?
Well, I mean...
As far as the type of gameplay it is?
Well, I mean, look at the whole backstory.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, they were trying to bring some of... I guess they were trying to reignite the spark of what was Sonic Extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And if I look at it that way, I can see why Sonic Extreme got canceled. Sonic, a lot of people say that Sonic does not move fast enough. He doesn't give you the speed that everyone wants. I don't think the controls are as tight as people want them to be. The parkour moves are actually pretty cool, but they're kind of a little tricky to learn.
I got an interesting topic after you continue, after we finish this little segment.
Well, we got something else we definitely need to go over after, before the next segment, but yeah, go ahead.
All right, but, you know, moving forward to it. game that I feel as though does not get much hype or enough hype. You already know this too. One of my favorite Sonic games of all time, Sonic Triple Trouble for the Game Gear.
Yeah,
I love
it. Explain to me why.
The game is hard. The game is absolutely hard.
Hard in what way? Hard. Did it just bend you over with no loop or?
The special stages, yeah. The special stages, getting those Chaos Emeralds, it is pretty rough. But you know what? It is a good game. It's a good game. I love it. It's great. The soundtrack is pretty good. My favorite being Sunset Station Act 3. Other than that, it's just a really good game. I really feel as though, you know, it takes...
So it's a Game Gear game. What about that game specifically makes that so memorable, like, compared to the rest of the games, like Sonic Colors and maybe... All right, let me be fair. Let me stick to classic in that aspect. What makes that one so much better than Sonic 3 or Sonic 2? Sonic 2 is my favorite if I had to pick a classic.
Well, nothing's better than Sonic 3 and Knuckles in regards to classic.
Yeah,
in regards to the classic generation. In regards to the classic. However, I will say, you know, it was a good attempt. With the limitations that they had on the game here, whether it be the sound or, you know, just the action, as far as trying to make it a Sonic game on such very little, you know, capacity, it was really good. So,
I actually think I know one reason why that makes that game so good.
What?
Sonic Peel Out.
Sonic Peel Out, yes. But, you know, I believe it was one of the first games that actually introduced also that whole invincibility after the peel-out. Because in Sonic CD, when you did the peel-out, he never had an invincibility frame.
No, he didn't.
In Sonic Chaos and Sonic Triple Trouble, he had invincibility frames.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. However, like I said, with what they're working with, it could have been a little bit better. But, you know, it's definitely just one of my favorite games that does not get enough hype.
Right. All right, so I gotta check a track real quick. I gotta make sure that. Did I say we were gonna play this one?
Oh no, are we gonna play this one? Guess that track. Oh, yeah.
Let's try it. Was it that one or was it 19? Hang on. One second, folks. Give us a second. I gotta figure something out. Be right back.
And we're back.
All right, sorry about that. So, so we got a little more. We got a bit of business that we have to take care of. I don't want to overtalk. We're having a good time here, so we got to make sure we get this taken care of.
Okay.
Let's give away that fabulous Spiral Knights mug.
Woo!
All right. So, everyone that knows who I am and knows what I do and knows what I did.
He does it well.
Before the great Radio Nintendo disaster of 2014.
Ouch.
And we're not going to go into that. Long story. You can ask me in private if you want. And that's the reason why I don't have a radio home right now. But everyone that knows me knows that when I have something to give away, there's only one way I can really do it. I say,
hey, Rob.
Yo.
Do you want to play a game?
Do you
want to
build a snowman?
No.
Yes, let's play a game.
Yes, Rob. Let's build a snowman with the incredible amounts of snow we've gotten in Syracuse the past month.
I know. I love it. For those who didn't know, we're in upstate New York. Kind of giving that away now.
Oh, my God.
All right. Don't stalk us, please.
Okay. So there's only one way that I can really do this. I had a little thing back on the days of Radio Nintendo where I would play a game with the people called Guess That Track. Sounds pretty simple, but the twist to it was that the track, or the song in question, is made a little more difficult to figure out what it is because it's been put through Mario Paint Composer.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's play this beautiful track. I'm going to cue this up, and the first person to guess what song this is in real life will win that fabulous Spiral Knights mug, courtesy of your friendly neighborhood Radio Sega. It was...
I'll give you guys a hint. It's a song.
No. No crap. Really?
It's a song.
Okay.
It's music to your ears.
Well, it would be. All right. I got to cue this up here.
And it was made in Mario Paint.
Yep. Actually, wait a minute. Hang on. Oh, I forgot to do something. You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to pull up my... Hang on. I got to do this all over. You know why?
Why?
Because here's my... We're about to play a game talk bed.
There we go.
Okay!
Now we're really... If you didn't think we were going to give away something, now we're really giving away now.
Now we can really begin because the Mario Party Talk Band is playing.
It's a party. Let's do this.
Okay.
Party hardy.
Let's go over this one more time. I am about to play a real-world song. A song that has been played on major radio stations. Not in video game land, you know, basically in where you live, the fourth dimension where you're currently sitting and listening to us.
Yep.
And that song has been composed, or arranged, rather, in Mario Paint Composer. 17chan, I'm not telling you what the song is. That's the point. You are supposed to guess what song that is.
I'll give you a hint, 17chan. It's by an artist.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for spelling
this,
that
this
out.
Artists have made, they have made songs in the past.
Whoever is the first to correctly PM me in IRC with the guess of what the song is will win
this fabulous Spiral Knights mug courtesy of Radio Sega. All right. And with that, I believe we are ready to begin. Shall we?
We shall.
Hold my hand, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go around the net. We'll be right back.
was weird. Okay, so hey, we're back.
All right.
So I will tell you the name of that song and who won in a second. Funny thing about that song, to those that don't know, that I believe that was used by a person of great importance in the real world. You know, celebrity status and all that.
Mm. Yep.
And his name is John Cena!
Twitty!
Alright, no, let's be fair, we are absolutely lying. So, we are, yep, we're being stupid.
Are you serious?
So, alright, so now, serious time.
Okay.
The correct answer to our little game.
Oh, that's trouble.
That song was Everlong. But
too loud.
Everlong by the Foo Fighters. Many of you got it right. Mm-hmm. Only one of you was quick enough on the draw.
Great job, 17 Chan.
Congratulations, 17 Chan. You are staying in your home. You are not going home because you are not
at
out
home,
of home.
Or
you are
maybe,
at home.
Maybe you're at
preferably.
Home.
Preferably. You are
maybe 17 Chan's in an internet cafe. Who knows?
Good point. You may be going home. You are going home with something.
You may be sitting right there.
You may be sitting right there.
We could deliver it by carrier pigeon.
No, we can't.
Okay.
Don't say that.
We
with a Spiral Knights mug courtesy of KC and the crew.
Torpedo
at
Park.
Radio Sega.
Okay, congratulations.
Congratulations, 17 Chan. Please PM me your email address and shipping information, and I will have that sent right over to KC right quick.
Yep.
Yay! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Woo! Yay! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Alright. Oh, nostalgia.
Alright, so we've been running our lips for a while, so let's take a little... We're going to take just a really quick break here, because we got two songs that we just want to play for our own...
This one is at my absolute favorite... And while you guys listen, we will be drowning our sorrows in a fireball. So stay tuned.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hey now, even the chaotic need a break sometimes. Chaos Control Center will be right back, and it's only on Radio Sega.
feeling cold, I usually like to sit by the fireplace listening to Radio Sega. Hi, I'm not who you think I am, and you're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest.
Okay then, break's over. The chaos begins anew once again on Chaos Control Center, only on Radio Sega.
And we are back.
Oh, first it was too hot, now it's too cold?
Yes.
Whatever, pick up your damn mic.
Mood swings!
Oh my god, I don't want to start, I don't want to go down this road with
I'm
you.
Having hot flashes.
No, no, we're not doing this. We are not doing this.
Okay.
No, all right, no. So, I have a little bit more housekeeping to get out of the way first.
Housekeeping!
So, those of you who are, again, familiar with my work, know that I used to do a lot of stuff with Project 24 back when Sega Sonic Radio was a thing. And I make that point boldly, when it was a thing.
A single thing.
I miss Project 24, I really do. But one of the things that people will remember that I usually do around Christmas-themed shows, and this is no exception, Project 24, 12 Days of Christmas on RN, and now more recently with Radio Sega's Winterfest. One of the things that I usually like to do is engage in a little story time with CD. So gather around the fireplace, everybody. Today,
grab your hot cocoa, boys and girls.
Today we will be going over the true story of Christmas. As soon as I find, I think this one works. So let's fade this out. Bring this in. Nice and chill.
Netflix and chill?
No, nice and chill. Netflix has nothing to do with this.
Netflix and chill.
So, just so everybody knows, you can let your guard down. No, this is no fan fiction. No more.
Don't let it down too much. That's how you get pregnant.
Will you stop, please?
Okay.
You're harshing my mellow, bro.
I'm sorry for harshing your mellow.
Oh my god, why do I speak to you? Alright. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the Christmas story. Long ago, about 2,000 years, when King Herod ruled Judea, now part of Israel, God sent the angel Gabriel to a young woman who lived in the northern town of Nazareth. The girl's name was Mary, and she was engaged to Mary Joseph. The angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Peace be with you. God has blessed you and is pleased with you." Mary was very surprised by this and wondered what the angel meant. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. God has been very kind to you. You will become pregnant by the Holy Spirit and give birth to a baby boy, and you will call him Jesus. He will be God's own son, and his kingdom will never end." Mary was very afraid, but she trusted God. "Let it happen as God chooses," she replied to the angel. Gabriel also told Mary that her cousin Elizabeth, who everyone thought was too old to have children, would have a baby boy whom God has chosen to prepare the way for Jesus.
Mary said goodbye to her family and friends and went to visit her cousin Elizabeth and her husband Zechariah. Elizabeth was very happy to see Mary. She knew that Mary had been chosen by God to be the mother of his son. An angel had already told Zechariah that Elizabeth's baby would prepare people to welcome Jesus. He was to be called John. Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned home to Nazareth. Joseph was worried when he found out that Mary was expecting a baby before their marriage had taken place. He wondered if he should put off the wedding altogether. Then an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Don't be afraid to have Mary as your wife." The angel explained that Mary had been chosen by God to be the mother of his son and told Joseph that the baby would be named Jesus, which means Savior, because he would save people. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel had told him and took Mary as his wife.
At this time, the land where Mary and Joseph lived was part of the Roman Empire. The Roman Emperor Augustus wanted to have a list of all the people in the empire to make sure they paid their taxes. He ordered everyone to return to the town where their families originally came from and enter their names in a register. Mary and Joseph traveled a long way, from Nazareth to Bethlehem, because that is where Joseph's family came from. Most people walked, but some lucky people had a donkey to help carry the goods needed for the journey. Joseph and Mary traveled very slowly because Mary's baby was due to be born soon. When they reached Bethlehem, they had problems finding somewhere to stay. So many people had come to register their names in the census that every house was full and every bed was taken in all the guest rooms. The only place to stay that they could find was with the animals. People often kept animals in the house, especially at night, and used them like central heating. People normally slept on a raised upper level with the animals below to give them extra warmth. So in the place where the animals slept, Mary gave birth to Jesus, the Son of God.
In those days, it was the custom to wrap newborn babies tightly in a long cloth called swaddling clothes. Jesus' bed was the manger, that the animals ate their hay from. In the hills and fields outside Bethlehem, shepherds looked after their sheep through the long night. As the new day began, suddenly an angel appeared before them, and the glory of God shone around them. The shepherds were very, very scared. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you and everyone. Today in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born for you, and you will find the baby lying in a manger." Then many more angels appeared, lining up the sky. The shepherds heard them praising God, singing, "Glory to God in His highest, and peace to everyone on earth." When the angels had gone, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem to see what has happened." So the shepherds went to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph. The baby Jesus was lying in a manger, as they told them. When they saw him, they told everyone what the angel had said, and everyone who heard the story were astonished. Then the shepherds returned to their sheep, praising God for sending his son to be their savior.
When Jesus was born, a brand new bright star appeared in the sky. Some wise men in faraway countries saw the star and guessed what it meant. They were very clever men that studied the stars and had read in very old writings that a new star would appear when a great king was born. They set out to find the new king and bring him gifts. The wise men followed the star towards the country of Judea, and when they got to the capital called Jerusalem, they began to ask people, "Where is the child who is born to be king of the Jews?" Herod, the king of Judea, heard this, and it made him very angry to think that someone might be going to take his place as king. Herod sent for the wise men to come to him. He told them that to go on following the star until they had found the baby king. He said, "When you have found him, let me know where he is so that I can go and worship him." But Herod did not tell them that he had really had an evil plan in mind to kill the new king. The wise men followed the star towards Bethlehem, where it is said that the king would be born in the old writings. It seemed to stop and shine directly down upon the place where Jesus is. The wise men entered the house where they now lived and found Jesus with Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. The wise men spread the gifts that they had brought before Jesus. The gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The wise men were warned in a dream by God not to go back to Herod, so they returned to their home in their countries in the east by a different way.
When the wise men had gone, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," the angel said. "Take Jesus and Mary and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for Jesus to kill him." So Joseph got up, took Jesus and Mary during the night. They left for Egypt, where he had stayed until Herod died. When Herod realized that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was furious and he gave orders to kill all the boys aged 2 or younger in Bethlehem and the surrounding area. This was to try and kill the new king, as his plan to find the location of the new king from the wise men had failed. After Herod had died, Joseph had another dream in which an angel appeared to him. The angel said, "Get up, take Jesus and Mary, and go back to Israel, for those who were trying to kill Jesus are dead."
So Joseph got up, took Jesus and Mary, and they went back to Israel. But when they heard that Herod's son was now king of the Judea, he was afraid to go there. So instead, they went to Galilee and lived in their old town of Nazareth. And now you know the true story of Christmas. So a lot of things to take away from this. Look, whatever you believe, I don't say any of this to force a belief down anybody's throats, but this is it's encouraging to know the true story, and it's important to know what Christmas is really all about. Whether you believe that Christmas is really a pagan holiday, it has nothing to do with Christianity, it really should be celebrated in the middle of June or July, wherever you come from with all your various beliefs, the one thing that I want to instill upon you, the one thing that I want to encourage you, it has nothing to do with encourage you to follow any sort of religion whatsoever, but the one thing I want to encourage you is to make sure that when celebrating Christmas this season, to don't lose sight of what it's really all about. Get something nice for your family and give it to them with joy. Show more happiness about being able to give something rather than receiving, and the rest will make sense.
Absolutely. Like CD-ROM had said, no matter what you believe in, no matter who you believe in, as long as you give with love and respect and with joy in your heart, we can all agree upon one thing. Peace.
Alrighty. So let's, we got 8 minutes to go here, so let's kick this thing into high gear for the last bit, huh? Let's kill this track. I gotta find something else to play. La 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 la. I'll go back to this one. Okay, happy times. Yay. So thank you for indulging
me. Nice segue, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, look, I don't claim to be an expert on everything, okay? It's been a year since I've done this. Speaking of which...
Only on 99% of everything else.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, okay. Nothing. I'll remember that once we're playing a fighting game.
Okay.
All right, so, in any case, I'll play... okay, I got a request to play Big Arm. I think I'll play that before we go out here, but... I'm losing my track of thought. Oh, yeah. So, I was going to say, I want to make sure I mention before I lose the chance to that this has been a lot of fun to do. This is my first time on Radio Sega, and it doesn't feel any really that different than doing this anywhere else, which is great. It feels easy to do. For me, anyway, it was easy to get back in the swing of things, and I'm really happy. Since the big disaster with Radio Nintendo last year, I have been devoid of a home, and, last year's Winterfest, if I'm not mistaken, spawned two new shows. So if I play all my cards right, you guys will be seeing a lot more of me soon, and I really hope that's the case. You might be seeing a little bit more of Rob here too. That's completely up to him.
Maybe, maybe not. Who knows?
So we'll try to play our cards right. We'll talk with some people, and hopefully we can make Chaos Control Center a thing here. So
we'll get together and talk some numbers.
So hopefully that'll be a thing. So if you guys like the show, be sure to tell the powers that be. It would help. So we got one more request before we go out, but we got a few more minutes. Anything else you want to just, I don't know. You said you wanted to cause controversy, so what do you want to talk about?
No, I think after that Christmas story, my heart's
pretty,
in a good
place. You're pretty mellowed out.
I'm pretty mellowed out.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's we're gonna play Big Arm. Big Arms. I think that's from Sonic Generations. No, not Sonic Generations. I'm sorry. Big Arms is It was in. Hang on. I am.
In a world where C-ROM 1019 cannot find the track that he's looking
shut
for.
Shut up. Thanks. Appreciate it.
One host will hold back from slapping the hell out of him. In order to hurry up and make these last 5 minutes count.
Ah, oh, what was Big Arms was? Oh wait, there was a Big Arm in Sonic Generations, wasn't there? It was in it was the 3DS version. Now I remember. Hang on. This is the wrong. I need to go to the. I need to go to the Generations OST disc 2. Here we go. Hang on, I've almost found it. Big Arms! Yay, got it.
Big Arms.
All right, here comes Big Arms by request, and then we'll bring this out.
Enjoy.
Alrighty, that was Big Arms, and now it is time to go. I'm going to swap tracks like until I find the right one. I think this is it, actually. Alright, I'm sorry to Sega Nerds, I'm cutting in just a little bit. This will be over very shortly. Next up is Sega Nerds with...
Wow, how do you spell that?
I don't know, hang on. I'm trying to... Oh my gosh, Firefox is being a pain. Next up is Sega Nerds with... Oh, okay.
Sega Nerds
with the Sega Nerdcast with Sega Nerds. All right, so don't miss that. I would like to give thanks to KC and the rest of the Radio Sega crew for having me and BDX the Bad Influence here.
Yep.
This was a lot of fun, and I really hope I get a chance to do it all over again. I hope you guys had a good time. Remember the true meaning of Christmas, and everybody, enjoy your holiday. Go be with your family. But not until you've listened to all the rest of the fantastic content with Winterfest 2015. We got a whole nother day tomorrow, so don't miss it. I'll still be listening in. So special thanks to everybody. Congratulations, 17 Chan, on that mug win. Mm-hmm. And do you have anything to say?
God bless us, everyone.
Gee, thank you, Tiny Tim. I appreciate that so much.
No problem, buddy. Happy holidays, everybody, from BDX the Bad Influence and CD-ROM 1019.
And you heard it here. He's BDX the Bad Influence, and I am CD-ROM 1019 saying to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever the hell you are on Earth. Make it a freaking good one, and I'll see you next time. Later.
Later.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.